Welcome to Nova Gaia Love. Thank you for joining us today on our podcast. We are so grateful that you are here with us on our beautiful Earth walk. And today we have another wonderful topic to discuss, lessons to learn, and even a little meditation to help you on your journey. Today, we're going to go deep into ourselves. We're going to look into our past and into our present, but we're going to look into it with a different perspective, a perspective that you may have forgotten, or you may have maybe put this concept way down inside you so far deep that it might be causing you physical problems or anxiety. What is this that I'm talking about? What is this that we all have inside of us that makes us feel, that makes us giggle, that makes us antsy, and that sometimes, well, maybe just speaking for myself, makes me a little Looney Tunes. But that's okay, right? Because it's life and it's our journey. So let's dive deeper into, well, our inner child, into our feelings, into what it is that gives us our perspective to make us who we are. Madam Fairy, how do you feel? What is your concept of this discussion today?
The inner child is one of the most influential energies within you as you, whether you grow up, and there's so much that we forget that influences our emotions, though, in a deep, deep, deep way. That, and to recognize that, I had an experience. I was fortunate enough. I grew up with parents that I now know, they were just not prepared for me. I was a wild child, and they just didn't know how to handle me. So my child was not very acknowledged, let's put it that way. And a few years back, I did a journey over two nights. And within that journey, the first night, I got deep into myself, and this child appears. And this child was crying. It just was like, I knew exactly what was going on with the child, but I didn't know the child until later when I recognized it was my own inner child. This child was just wanted to get be heard. It just wanted to be acknowledged for what it was. It just wanted to be supported in its way, that acknowledged, respected. And it just was crying, and it was just so, I felt so much compassion. So me, the adult, seeing this two-year-old, I just took the child, held it in my arms for probably 3 hours until all the tears within that child were gone. And the child just came to a rest. And I know I just held it, and you know, what do you do with babies? You just hold them, you swing them. That's what I did, because I didn't know what else to do. And by the time that it was over, I had recognized, oh, that's my own inner child that I've just never acknowledged, never remembered, but it has influenced me in so many ways of who I am today, and my traumas and my reactions and my triggers are based in a lot of ways on that. And well, the story goes further, because in the next night, the child was there again, but it was a completely different child. It was the same child, but it was like all eager and joyful and adventurous. It was ready to go on a journey with me. And within that journey, me, the adult, was very reluctant to go into something that spirit was representing to me during that second journey. It seemed like scary. And the child just took one look at what was presented to us, and it's like, oh, let's go. And the child went into this tunnel that to me appeared like a tunnel that was pretty dark and scary. And I'm like, I can't let that girl go by itself. That's not right. So I went down and I had a whole healing within myself, because I went down into my psyche, deep within my psyche, to look at something that I, you know, really never wanted to look at. And as it comes up for healing and you really look at it, it kind of loses its scariness. But without the child, I would have never gone into it. That, so it was helping me as an adult in tremendous ways. And within that journey, I want to invite you at this point, well, let's just do something a little different. I want you to invite to just sit back and have a little few minutes meditation. And think of meditation not necessarily as like you have to have a big preparation. Sometimes a meditation just can be taking a breath and letting it settle and releasing something with the breath out. That can be a meditation. Meditation can be just listening to yourself, listening to the thoughts that come up. It doesn't have to be all like silent. The meditation is about focusing on something. It is being in this moment with whatever it is that you want to meditate on. Sit with it. So just take a deep, deep, deep breath for right now, listener. Just take that breath. And as you exhale, let everything go but this moment, right here, yourself. And with the next inhale, just kind of let the breath go deep within your belly and feel yourself. Feel yourself down to the cellular structure. Open everything up and look within yourself. Remember that child that you were. Remember a moment where you had anxiety that came from deep within you. Just remember, take it, hold it. Look at it. Look at it as the adult you are. Removed, but not. Feel it deep, deep, deep within yourself. Breathe in. And breathe out. Let it go. Breathe in. Allow it, allow yourself to feel, acknowledge, integrate, and then let it go. Let every thought come, let every thought go. There's no judgment. It just will be. Feel yourself in all you are. Every breath in with love and out with love. Thank you.
I feel a spiral of joy emulating through me. I feel my inner child with a sweet smile on her face. I too have a similar story of finding my inner child. And when I found her, she had on her pointed cowboy boots and was kicking me in my gut, only for 20 some years. For 20 years, I ignored her and pushed her to the side. When I finally met her in a journey, she started giggling at me and poking fun at me and explaining to me that I have been taking things way too seriously and to heart. The more that I would visit her and go play with her, the more I realized that I always had the right answer. And that there was always happiness there. I just maybe blocked it from myself or just didn't see it. I've noticed on my journey that it's when I accept the pain and understanding of where I'm going and these lessons that I expand who I am on my earth walk. Dear angel, I believe that you had an experience and you understand what I'm talking about when I say I accepted the pain that I am. Did you write about this in a book?
Yes, I did. I have a chapter in our forthcoming book, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia, that's about an experience I had at one of our Reiki circles while I was the recipient receiving healing. And I'd like to just read a few little bits from that. The title of that chapter is I Am Pain. So in this experience, I'm lying on the Reiki table and multiple practitioners are starting to send energy and I'm relaxing and just sensing the energy, starting to get images, sounds. And so I'll read from page 128. I relax further, accepting and allowing, requesting and receiving this energy. I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, repeats at my heart level. Then I get a visual, something pale and spectral, something dead. It looks kind of like a fish face, a dead tilapia from the once thriving, now polluted Salton Sea. The face is white, with light tones of aqua, purple, and pink. The eyes are deep, dark, and hollow. But wait, it isn't a fish after all. It is human. A small, curled up body starts to form itself into my vision. Why am I seeing a dead zombie fish face little girl? Then it blinks, and I realize it isn't dead. What is this all about? What am I supposed to do? I take a deeper breath and relax further, trusting that the image I am receiving is for my greatest good and that all I have to do is watch and allow. She reaches out her tiny hand and I hold it in mine. Then I recognize her. Pain. She is my pain from my accident. In this chapter, I go on to talk about my experiences getting to know my pain in a new way, getting to engage with it, to help it heal. And as part of that, we're actually in, my pain and I are hanging out at California Adventure, Disney's California Adventure. And we're playing at the Paradise Pier. I think they call it Pixar Pier now, they've redone it. So later in that chapter, it says, back at Paradise Pier, I look at Pain again. She doesn't look anything like me, but now I recognize her. She isn't my pain. She is my inner child, lost and nearly destroyed by years of pain and inability. Oh my God, that pale dead fish is my inner child. We need to talk. We go to Bodin's, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's the French bakery.
Bodin.
Bodin? Okay, I need help from the person who lived in New Orleans. Bodin's. Boy, high school French 1 year did not serve me well. Well, anyhow, my inner child and I, we go to Bodin's and we both get soup and a sourdough bread bowl. And then we sit down at a bench outside to eat and get to know each other better. I'm so sorry, I tell her, looking deeply into her eyes between spoonfuls of broccoli cheese soup. She has chicken noodle. I didn't know how much you suffered. I never realized what you'd lost of yourself from the accident. I didn't know that the pain ripped you away from me. If I had, I would have reached out to you sooner. I hope you can forgive me. She looks up at me, spoon poised in the air, and smiles. I love you, I say. I love you too, she whispers with a voice that is barely more than a breath of wind. As we talk, her color gets healthier and healthier until she looks like a normal young girl in a pale brick red dress with little pigtails tied up by the top of her head. She hasn't had any hair in a very long time. We get ice cream cones at Ghirardelli. Then we go back to the rides. We aren't done with our ice cream cones yet, and we can't take them on the rides. Together, we decide that since this experience isn't taking place in the quote-unquote real world, we can just leave our cones at the table and come back to them anytime we want to. After a few rides, my inner child makes some new friends her age and runs off to play with them, and my Reiki session at the Reiki Circle comes to a close. I had no idea that my inner child had been so neglected. So much of my life, I had lived out my inner child. I lived my outer child. I would play and dance and come up with all kinds of fun things to go and do. And after I was hit head on by a fully loaded roofing removal truck while it was coming down a mountain and I was going up a mountain, slammed head first into them and then slammed head first into the mountainside, that fun stopped. But that's a story for our second book, The Heroic Map of Nova Gaia, that we'll be writing next.
Why, dear angel, what a lovely, lovely story. And I think, dear listener, we can all find something in there for us. We have all found a pain in our life and hidden it deep within us. Gee, I had a first husband who used to tell me, take your problems and shove them into your little toe. Well, that's just going to give you gout if you do that. So I say, don't shove your problems deep inside of you. Look what happens to your inner child. They don't want to play anymore. They just hide. Maybe our anxiety that we have is because we haven't contacted our inner selves and we haven't asked, what is it that I want? What is it that's going to make me happy? What is it that I can let go of and release that I no longer need in my life? Pain is a beautiful, beautiful lesson that maybe isn't the best thing to hold on to. That maybe we can learn, accept our lessons, And instead of holding on to the pain from the lesson, hold on to the lesson. Hold on to the love. How, may I ask, dear angel, has that love changed you from that pain? What is the other side now of coming out of that journey? What is it for you? I know it might be a little personal, but now that that inner child has released its pain, what does it feel like now?
It feels like permission. Feels like I can do things that are just for fun. I got so trapped into having to do tangible things that served a purpose, that only had some real tangible benefit. If you're just reading a fun novel, you're not learning anything, you're not doing anything, you're not engaging anything, you're not improving yourself, or you know, it's like if you don't have a hammer and nails and you aren't doing actual physical activity that is needed. I married into a family that says, why should you go exercise? You can go pull weeds from the yard. There's work to do. Go do housework. Go work on the yard. Go fix something that needs fixing. And thank goodness that they think that, because it helps repair the things I break and keeps things nicer. But that's not really my style. I like to live in imagination and frolic and play and daydream. And you need to have a balance, it's true, but I can love that part of myself and cherish that part of myself and share that part of myself.
And share that part of yourself. Well, I love that. And how about you, the fairy? What has joining that inner child, and once she released her anxiety, her tears, how do you work with her now on a daily basis?
Well, thank you, Kay, for what you said. That really resonates with me too. I feel the freedom to have integrated that. Part of it is the fairy, most certainly, that wasn't really allowed in where I grew up and the way I grew up. But here it is again, becoming more creative, you know, understanding that I am creative, it comes back to what we talked about last week. I am enough. I am okay as I am with all I am. Not just the adult that does tangible things, that does useful things, but the playful one, the creative one, the dreamer. That is my inner child. And I love it dearly. It's part of my everyday life. And I think that's the way it is. It's beautiful.
That's so fantastic. I have to say that for me, accepting my inner child was very physical. For 18 years, I was diagnosed with colitis. When I was from 17 to 20, I had more colonoscopies than a man in his 70s. But I had all kinds of anxiety issues, things like I actually threw up on my first husband's boss because I was so nervous and wasn't able to deal with emotional things properly. I would hide from actual situations. and make, not make excuses up, but I would literally make myself so sick that I wouldn't have to be a part of situations that challenged me or would make me feel that I wasn't enough. And so for 18 years, I dealt with pain. Now, mine didn't come from an accident. Mine came from something as a child I did and said. And once I was fortunate enough to work with a shaman to help me step through that, it physically felt different for me. I went from always having a bloated stomach to, I mean, it's not flat, please. I'm not the exercise California queen here, but I got to be petite again for my size. And I have accepted that I can't eat my anger, I can't eat my fear, I can't hold in what I think that I've done wrong. I have to stop judging me and allow my inner child, allow me to be me. Now, that only took 40 years for me to get to that point, so I'm hoping, listener, that you might get a little bit of information from us here today and take another breath and moment and talk to your inner self. Talk to that inner being that's you. You. We're not telling you to try to create something that doesn't exist. It's there whether you feel it or not. But just taking that breath and feeling, well, the giggles, the fears, and the pain that you might be holding on to that, well, it's no longer necessary. It's time for you to, well, just be you. And we invite you to look deep into your inner child, grab them, and go hiking, go dancing. Go imagine yourself doing those things as a child that maybe you weren't permitted to do or doesn't exist anymore. Go to Disneyland and ride those rides or do whatever it is in your heart to help you find just that moment of peace. Physically, for me, it changed. I no longer have colitis. I'm no longer on Nexium or Prilosec or a list of other drugs. I found a balance within a diet that is proper for me. And another side note, I realized that when I made friends with who I am, that things that I held on to from college and high school, old memories of things that I thought that I punished myself, that I would play over and over in my head that I had done wrong 10 years ago, 20 years ago, silly things. Well, they were finally freed. They were finally no longer in my mind telling me that I was a bad person, telling me that I was awful, that I was ugly, that I was whatever, and helping me become depressed at a drop of a hat if somebody touched on any of these subjects. So the more that I worked with my inner child and forgave her, well, forgave myself, not really her, she did nothing, but was me, but forgiving myself, realizing that these were just things that I held on to, that nobody else does. And if they do, I don't even think they would remember either, because we're supposed to be here now in love, because we're supposed to be in this moment just being who you are. And that's just perfect however you are. Well, I really have enjoyed today's conversation, and I have a lovely peace in my heart from our just moment of connecting again into who we are. We do invite you to check out our book and our blogs, and to take a moment, even if it's in the bathroom for 30 seconds as you're getting ready, to take a moment every day and acknowledge your inner child. Give them a high five, a fist bump, a hug. Ask them which line to get into at the grocery store, which is the shortest. They're gonna tell you anything they can to bring you your highest good, your most happiness, because it's part of your God spark, and your God spark, well, wants you to be happy on this earth walk. So, I'm Rachel Lowe, your dragon heart. This is Nova Gaia Love. We are here with the fairy and the angel, and we invite you to love you. We already love you. We already think you're awesome. And we hope that you find just a moment every day to give yourself an inner hug, kind of like that inner smile. Hug yourself. Even if you don't feel like it, it sure is gonna help in the long run. Changing an attitude, changing your thoughts, giving you a new perspective, and enjoying what it is we call this earth walk. Have a beautiful time being you. And again, we hope that you will find us on NovaGaiaLove.com, Facebook, Instagram, and of course, our podcasts.